You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Welcome in, super fans, to the one and only place where you're always a VIP. And let me say this, there's no nosebleed seats allowed over here, okay? And yes, I'm yours truly, Mike Apex. And please say hello to my savage friend, Maddie. How you doing, sir?
Doing excellent, Mike. I am doing excellent. Really ready to get this thing going. It's been a little pause for us. You know, we normally do every week. We kind of, you know, got off our path just a little bit, but ready, biting at the bit to get back at it.
Hey, I like it. You love it. I had to hit you guys with the Tony Montana analogy because we have a super dope show today. Just for you guys, just to let you know that this is going to be a world football preview right here. That's what we're pretty much going to focus on. So we're going to kick it off like this. Our first topic we're going to talk about today is the World Soccer International teams right now. So we're going to talk about some of these leagues, and we're going to give you guys a preview because we're not just MLS guys. We're global, right? Super fans all over the world. So Maddie and I are going to touch base on that and, you know, feed you guys some of this good information about the top leagues around the world. But Maddie, I guess you're going to get it started for us.
Yes, sir. This is our international break episode. We've done one before. And we do these from time to time because, well, it's a global sport, like you said. And we got leagues starting up. We got leagues in the middle, similar to MLS, where, you know, getting to the crunch time of the season, and some of the leagues around the world are getting into their infancy. But yeah, we have the K League nice. One, and that right there is a league that I kind of watch. I'm not gonna say I watch it religiously, but I do watch it from time to time because they play around the same time that I wake up, and it's, you know, hey, I have my cup of coffee. And I'm watching the games. Where I'm at, they play between 6 and 6:30, a lot of them. And, you know, I can get them for free. Check them out. If you are here in the States, all you have to do is just go to KLeague1.com, and then they'll, you know, use Google, which a lot of people use the Google, and you just put that information in there, and they'll say, what you want to watch? You're good. And then they let you watch whatever. I wish that some other leagues around here in the United States would stop cash grabbing. Because, I mean, there are several different ones that you can watch for free with no anything. Another one we're going to get into, the Premier League, they're one. But anyways, I get off on my little tangent. The K-League, they have a topsy-turvy sort of season behind them. So the leader of the K-League last year was the team by the name of Ulsan Hyundai, and they won the league. They were in the Club World Cup, and they didn't have too much competition. They won the K-League with 72 points. The team behind them, I think, was in the 60s. So, like I said, they won it convincingly. Well, okay. They win the league and go into this season, or this off season, you could say, and they're in the Club World Cup. Now they're fighting for their proverbial lives, and they're in the middle of the league situation where they could fall to like a relegation position or be in the playoff hunt. And the team that is leading now, Jeonbuk Hyundai, a different team. I know they have Hyundai in the name, but they're different teams. This team, Jeonbuk Hyundai, was literally fighting for their lives last year to not be relegated. I think they were in the third from the bottom, And this year, 2025, they are leading the table. And leading the table pretty convincingly. So, last year, Hyundai, Ulsan Hyundai won the league with 72 points. Jeonbuk Hyundai currently right now has 60. And there's still, I think, 12 games to go. So, they're... And the second team behind them is, I think, in the 40s. So, they're running away with it. And it's a first to worst, not really, but first to middle of the table and worst to first situation going on in the K-League. And I mean, that you got to love that drama of, you just never know. We see it in the MLS going on this season. I mean, our champion is, you know, in the LA Galaxy, or, you know,
Dire Straits.
Mm. Exactly. So you just never know in this game. With these leagues, you just never know.
Yes, indeed, Matty, and I appreciate that. I definitely got to check out some of the games over there in the K-League. Just looking at Sun coming over here from Korea. You know, he's the superhero from Korea over here right now. I could see a lot of those players, top players, possibly coming over to the MLS. No?
You could see some of them. I could see that, too.
Yeah, definitely. I got to check them out. And you said it's for free. You guys can't, super fans, we can't beat that when it's free. And Maddie and I, we have all the different apps. We try to check out a lot of these leagues and matches around the world. Of course, one of the main ones I have is Fubo TV also. I think they might be on there also, Maddie, if I'm not mistaken. I might have seen those guys on there because they have a very large international menu on there for soccer. But I'm definitely going to be tuned in to check those guys out. And yes, guys, I'm going to get into La 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 Liga, La 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 Liga. Right? Right. We're going to get into that. Shout out to La Liga. These guys just started the season and kind of started out as a bang for some, but a dud for others, right? The title defenders are the Barcelona, right? We know those guys, they killed it last season at the top of the pile, and they came out this year to a pretty good start, Matty. I think they won, was it 3-0 that first match I saw the other day? And just looking at the league overall, you know my guy, Mbappe. He's over there, Real Madrid. He was getting a lot of boos and whatnot from, PSG. We'll get into that later. But overall, I would say that, they're only two games in this season so far. And Villarreal, they've been coming out pretty good. Atletico Madrid, I don't know what's going on. They're kind of dropping the ball right now. They are struggling, so to speak. But other than that, I'm definitely going to be tuning into these guys, and we're going to be keeping you up to date and up to snuff on what's going on as far as some of the big matches. There's a lot of teams in the league. We know the top three. We're not going to get everybody, guys, but whoever's going to be in that top five, pretty much, we'll kind of speak on them. But as far as anything else over there, I think it's going to be pretty exciting to watch them. We're expanding, guys. So we're going to be covering MLS, we're going to be covering La Liga and all these other leagues. And so I'm going to be juggling a lot. But definitely, I'm not going to prejudge them because of the opening week, Maddie. But things will be pretty impactful. Season over there. I don't know who's what right now, but my pick is going to be Real Madrid to finish at the top. We'll get into some of the other moves they've been making, some of the teams been making later. But other than that,
that's going to be, like that pick, Mike. I do. Real Madrid, I mean, they're the Yankees of the base, or excuse me, they're the Yankees of the soccer football world. I mean, I will say this, they spend a lot of money, or they're known to spend a lot of money, but they're such a big brand that they don't have to. That's, I think, the greatness of Real Madrid is over the past several years, they don't go out and spend money like you would think. Like, whenever you hear the Yankees, then you're a Yankees fan, so you know what I'm saying. They're known to spend big money, get big talent, or whatever, whenever their contract is coming. And that's kind of what Real Madrid does, whereas other teams will go out and spend to go get the player. They'll wait until the player is a free agent, you know, on the free or whatever, and then they'll spend the money and get the player. That's what they did with Mbappe. They let his contract run out with PSG and got him for free. They did the same thing with Trent Alexander-Arnold. That's what they did with him as well. He went out of contract. They didn't spend. They wanted him, and he wanted to go there. So they attract a lot of top talent by saying, oh, it's Real Madrid. I want to go there. And they say, okay, you want to come here? Let your contract run out, and then you can come here. We'll negotiate with you. And, I mean, they're just a magnet for these players. And if they go out and they spend the transfer sums on you, then they really, really want to get you. They have a new coach, former player as their coach. That's, you know, he did very well with a Bundesliga team, with Leverkusen, Xabi Alonso. So it remains to be seen. Yeah, it remains to be seen. He's a young guy. He's 43. He did a very good job with Leverkusen, but that's you're talking about two different. You're going from German football to Spanish football. There's a difference. There's more nuance to the game. So that's my savage take on that one. There, the Liga is looking pretty nice. And I just want to give one team a shout out that from the looking at the early table, right? Real Betis sitting at number two right now. They got our boy Cucho on the team. They got a couple others as well, but it would be great to see him up in that upper echelon, getting his shine. Because like I said, he was face of the MLS for a couple of years with the crew, and getting his chance to really do some damage in the Liga. So that's good to see his team up there and not towards the bottom. Unlike another team, which we'll get into that in my little segment with the Bundesliga.
Yeah, shout out to Cucho. And let me just shout out the young fella over there at Barcelona, Lamine Yamal, the teenage sensation. Yeah, I'll shout him out also. This kid is going to be great. I mean, the fans love him. Everybody loves him. He's just got to show and prove. And I think he reminds me of the young fella with Liga MX. The young kid. He's that impactful. So,
right. Yeah. He's superstar level. I mean, just crazy good.
He is. So, yeah, that's kind of a quick summary on the La Liga, guys. And Maddie, you're going to want another league here.
Yeah, going into, like I said, I'd kind of give a little bit of a teaser. But, yeah, so we got the Bundesliga next. And so last season, Bayern Munich won the Bundesliga, and it wasn't particularly close. They won with 82 points. And the next highest team behind them was Bayern Leverkusen, and they had 69 points. So there really wasn't too much competition the last year for the Bundesliga. However, this year might be a little bit of a different story, because where we were talking the last little segment talking about Real Madrid and how they get players and they can attract players. Bayern kind of has that same. They're Bayern Munich. The people know them. People want to play for them. But this coming season is going to be, I'm not going to say problematic, but they sold a lot of players. They had a lot of players leaving their team, and they didn't really. They brought a couple of big names in. But let me just name off some players that left out, right? They lost Kingsley Coman to Al Nassr, which is Ronaldo's team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was one of them.
We'll get into that. Yes,
they lost João Paulinho to Tottenham. Your Tottenham Hotspurs. He's on loan, but it's still he's not. You know, there. That'll probably be a loan to buy situation, but he's now playing for Tottenham. Thomas Mueller, which we've discussed, went from Bayern to the Whitecaps in MLS.
Mm-hmm.
You also have another one of your Hotspurs, Matthias Tell, went to the from Bayern Munich to the Hotspurs. So, and another one. That seems to be the case with Bayern. Another one. Leroy Sané. Went to Galatasaray in Turkey, so it's like there's this laundry list. I mean, you can scroll and scroll. I mean, players leaving. You're like, yo. Then you swipe over and you see how many players they have coming in. Four players. One of them was a big one from Liverpool, Luis Diaz. They paid $75 million to bring him in. That's a good bit of work. They also got in Jonathan Toth from Leverkusen. But besides that, the other ones are younger players that, you know, we'll see what they can do. They're kind of players in league. Didn't pay a terrible amount of money for them. So you got a lot of players leaving your team. Your team is changing up. Like I said, Thomas Mueller's with the club for a long time. And then you got, one or two guys coming in that, you know, that are solid, like, that you know of with Jonathan Tah and Luis Diaz. It remains to be seen. Right now, they've only played one game so far. It's still early on, and you know they won, but right now it's anybody's game with as much movement that's going on with Bayern. It's anybody's Bundesliga at this point in time. But I got a story for you, Mike. One of your guys, John Tolkien. One of your guys.
Tolkien? Yes, the young fella. Yeah.
He went to the Bundesliga last year, before this season began or whatever. Mm-hmm. He went to Holstein Kiel. And Holstein I mistakenly Kiel? Said one of our early episodes, I mistakenly said that the team was being promoted and that he was a part of them was going to be in Bundesliga 1. I stand corrected. He was actually on a team that was being relegated from the top division to the second division. It's not a perfect scenario, but these things happen, right? So he's on Holstein Kiel. They get relegated from Bundesliga 1 to Bundesliga 2. And Mike, Holstein Kiel is now looking like still early in the season, but they're in a relegation spot. So it looks like he might go from a team that got relegated once to getting relegated twice. It's a tough sledding for the young fella. I know you guys wish you could have him back on your Red Bulls, but he's on a character building journey right now.
That's a kind way to put it. I hate to see that with the young fella. We could definitely use him right now. We're kind of struggling over here with the Red Bulls. But, man, the only thing I can say with that, Matty, is he's getting some good experience. You know, you got to learn from losing. It's lessons in losing. But the fact that he's been relegated twice, not once, but you're saying twice, and now
they're in relegation position. He's still got the season to play out, but, you know, it's possible. He could be on a team that got relegated twice.
Man, I hate that. He's young. He's only like 23 years old, so we know his potential. But bring him back home, okay? Bring him back home. Bring him back alive because they're killing him over there right now. But I love that he's getting his bumps and lumps, and he's going to – when he does come back, because he's very young, he's going to be way better, I think. Just going through that. And that Bundesliga, they're top five. We'll get into that later, guys. They're top five in the world, right? For us, they're...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Top 10 league in the world. I mean, it's no joke. It's no joke. So he can't do nothing but get better being over there and playing with the big boys now, right?
That's right. Just running out the Bundesliga a little bit of news. So your boy Gio Reyna is from the the U.S. men's national team. He did finally transfer. It was rumors that he was going to be leaving Borussia Dortmund. He did finally transfer out, but he preferred to leave the Bundesliga. He wanted to play for a different team. There was rumored that he was going to go to Italy, play in Serie A. Didn't materialize. Mm-hmm. And so he's staying in the Bundesliga. He went from Borussia Dortmund to Borussia. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it because it is a German name for sure. But Gio Reyna transferred out. And the last bit on the Bundesliga, we talked about Bayern losing a lot of players. Well, Red Bull Salzburg, your other Red Bull's brother or sister, however you want to say it, lost one of their players to Man United, Benjamin Šeško, for $80 million. Man United paid $80 million, and they said, all right, take it. $80 million. It was a good bit of change, and now he's playing for Man United from Red Bull Salzburg. But, yeah, I mean, hey, it might be 21, 22, but $80 million is a lot of dough to turn down.
Yeah, it definitely is. And as they say, I ain't mad at him, right? get that bread. That's a lot of money, but we're going to talk about that a little later. A little later topic, we'll be talking about the money. But, yeah, good job there, Maddie. I'm going to talk a little bit, guys, about how you pronounce it. I'm not really that good at French, but we're just going to say it our way. Ligue 1.
Yeah, Ligue
1. Oh. Ligue 1, which Ligue. Is the French. Ligue, right, 1, which is the French league. And you already know I'm kind of partial to PSG, Maddie. You know, those guys, they killed it, you know, last year, whatever. And coming into this season, opening, you know, like I said, everybody's kicking off right now. They had a couple of close core matches that they won here. And I'm just going to say this. I think that PSG, they definitely did it. They made some noise. They won the they won the UEFA Cup, and, you know, they did their thing, right? And then they came over here, and they played very well and over here in the States with the Club World Cup over here. You know, shout out to them, the FIFA Club World Cup. They did a good job. So those guys are definitely, you know, coming out with a lot of momentum and such. But that, like I said, I was peeping them, you know, like I said, it's early on. And I think a lot of people are predicting them to be at the, I guess, at the top again, Maddie. I don't know. I'm not going to be betting on them dudes because I don't know how far they're going to go this year. But, yeah. What's your picks?
That's good. I have a sleeper. I think that AS Monaco is going to be, because they made some sneaky good moves with the transfers. It depends on if they are going to turn it around. They have to pick up two guys that they're going to be bang or bust, because they're at that part of their careers. One of them is Paul Pogba, who has been, he's been excellent for many, many years, but he was suspended for doping allegations and things of that nature. And he's been out of the game for, I think, 2, maybe 3 years. It's been a while. And it was just like, hey, he's French, the French league. And they're like, we'll take a chance on him. There was discussions that he may join MLS with DC United. There was some smoke but no fire. And he was rumored to come to MLS. Didn't happen. So Pogba's going to AS Monaco. And as well, there's another player who is kind of a flop at, we talked about Barcelona, Ansu Fati. I'm pretty sure I just destroyed that. I don't know if it's Fatty or Fati, but anyways, Fati. He's a very young fella.
Don't say Fatty.
Fati. I like I said, I don't know 100% the And we apologize for pronunciations. We are just poor Americans over here. But Ansu Fati, 22, he's on loan from Barcelona. But this guy, I mean, at one point in time, it was thought that he was going to be Messi's sort of replacement at Barcelona. Because it hasn't been that long since Messi left Barcelona to go to PSG and the whole, we know the saga, right? But before Messi exited, it was like, who's going to be the, heir apparent? And this guy seemed to be him and had a crazy kind of fallout. I don't know if it was necessarily with the coach or his play or whatever the case may be. But at 22 years old, he can still make it up. And he's on loan, so you get a guy that's got a lot to prove and another guy that's got a lot to prove. And I don't know about you, Mike, but I want guys who are hungry. And those two guys are, if they get their heads on straight, they can lead Monaco back to, championship contention. We shall see. Remains to be seen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm also going to shout out, Marseille. Those guys are pretty decent. It's Marseille or whatever. We don't mean to butcher these names, guys. But, they could be also a team in contention over there. They got the new coach over there, Robert Deserbi. And, he's trying to do some things over there as far as getting those guys in contention. But overall, I think we already know PSG is definitely title favorite. And like you mentioned, Matty, Monaco and Marseille, I think those guys would be probably in the top three, pardon me. But we should definitely see some good matches over. Like I said, it's early, guys. Going to be watching and paying attention and keeping you guys in tune to what's going on over there in that league. But I don't know. PSG's, that's my boys, but hey, I don't know. We'll have to see. They got to show and prove this year.
All right. Well, we're moving on to our fifth league that we've discussed, and it's going to be the Premier League. We have the Premier League. There's no introduction needed on that one. They are the top league in world soccer. Yes. And, I mean, what can be said? I mentioned it before that some of these races that we're going over from the previous season, teams just kind of ran away with it. And that's what happened with the Premier League last year. Liverpool ran away with it and they won the championship with, seemingly a month ago. And Arsenal was the second team and they were behind them, I think, by 10 points, something like that. I mean, it wasn't very close. And it's looking like things are going to be changing, though, this year for the Premier League. It's always a toss-up up in the air, but I know your Tottenham Hotspurs are looking good.
Yes, we are. We're sitting at the top of the table. We're eating steak and filet mignon right now because we're sitting at the top, 2-0 coming out. I'm totally impressed right now. We got a new coach. Shout out to Coach Frank coming in. We lost Son, who was the heart and soul of our team. Superstar over in LAFC doing his thing right now. Happy for him. But you mentioned him earlier, Matty. Paulina, I think that's how you pronounce his name. Young fella coming over and contributing immediately. We beat Manchester City the second match, and he scored. And just the impact that he's made is, man, it's very surprising to me. I'm pleasantly surprised. However, we know this is the Premier League, Matty, and as you just stated, ain't no telling. It's early right now. Ain't no telling. The competition is going to be very fierce this year. I don't think it's going to be like last year where Liverpool ran away from everyone. And let me just add this, Matty. I think that Chelsea, seeing these guys come over here and they dominated over here in the Club World Cup, FIFA Club World Cup. They won that over here, and I was very impressed by that. So I look for those guys to possibly challenge, you know, hopefully my Hotspurs win it, but challenge as the top team this year in the Premier League.
I'm going to throw just a little something in there for the fans, right? So you got your Hotspurs, that's the North London team, and the other North London team is Arsenal. Both of the teams are looking resurgent, so whenever those two teams come and they clash for the North London Derby, that's going to be, you're talking about get your popcorn ready. Yeah, that's going to be great, because both of those right now, I'm just looking at the table, right? So mm-hmm. both of them, Arsenal and Tottenham, 2-0, no goals scored against them. I mean,
oh, wow.
Crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Wow.
So Arsenal is plus minus is 6-0. So they scored 5 today against Leeds. And Tottenham is 5-0. So neither have been scored on. Sitting top of the table, North London Derby is going to be a good one. I can agree. I think that Chelsea's another team. They're a London team. They're not North London, but they're a London team. They're in there. So, yeah, the... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and say Liverpool doesn't have a chance. It's looking like instead of it being Liverpool running away with it this year, it's going to be a London team is going to have something to say about it. Either Arsenal, Tottenham, or Chelsea. You're correct. So that's we could do it. We could literally do an entire episode talking about the Premier League. Unfortunately, yes. We don't have an entire episode, so we're going to have to give them just a little bit of a segue. But super fans, listen in to our next coming episodes, and we'll deep dive into the Premier League, especially since they're just getting their season started. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for us to get going. And I just want to add something, Mike. This is about mm-hmm. my gripe about the potential move of the MLS to a international schedule, right? So for us, I'll just say, it gives us the opportunity, us super fans here uh-huh. that do this show, gives us an opportunity to give the Premier League our attention when MLS ends in November or December, whenever the cup is, right? The right. Premier League will be coming back when MLS is taking a break. And that's what here in the United States that we love about the scheduling and the way the soccer, and right now there's everybody's playing, but there'll be times where this league is playing, that league is taking a break. Oh, that league is playing, this league is taking a break. So you can kind of keep it, and there's no off season, and I love it. But if they switch to everybody's on the same schedule, well, if everybody's on the same schedule, then you have they're on at the same time, they're off at the same time. Then what?
Yeah, I just don't see them doing it, Matty. I totally agree with you. I don't see commission, if you're listening. That's not a smart business move. It's not a smart super fan move. And as you said, Matty, the beauty, that's what I love about soccer super fans, is worldwide. It's all year long, literally. I mean, there's so many leagues we're going to be getting into, but specifically MLS, if you're listening, guys, don't do it. Listen to Matty Savage. He's trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Listen to the super fans, guys. And with that being said, Matty, let's go to our sixth and final preview here. Get into the Saudi Pro League. Yes, the highest paying exclusive league in the world, right? Shout out to Saudi, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, all of that over there. Beautiful over there. And we're going to speak on it because they just had their Saudi Super Cup, Matty, and they played it in Hong Kong for the final, and that was crazy. I was like, wow, you know, they're putting their league out there and making it accessible worldwide, which I think is smart business-wise, right? And the final was Al Nassr and Al Ali Saudi, and I ended up watching the end of that, Matty. It was tied 2-2. Of course, everyone, super fans, you know that Cristiano Ronaldo plays for Al Nassr, and they went into PKs, and they lost, I think it was 5-3, and Al Ali Saudi ended up winning that, but it was a great from what I seen, Maddie, the people were going crazy over there. Like the super fans over there in Hong Kong, I was very surprised. I think that was the same stadium that when Inter Miami went over there. Remember, was it last year? And they had that situation where I think Messi sat out or whatever, or didn't want to play or something like that, and the fans were going in. But
I think that was that was last year in the beginning of the year for the MLS squads, and yeah, that's where he got injured in the first match versus I think it was.
I can't remember
the team. Al Hilal. They played Al Hilal because that's the team that Neymar was with, and they played all of five games for. But yeah, he got injured in that one. And then whenever they played Al Nassr, the second game, he come on as a sub, and it was almost like a, you know, I'll play for 5 or 10 minutes just to say that I was there, even though he was hurt. But Saudi pays the most, but you're going to get into that coming up. But just because you pay the top end talent the most amount of money, it doesn't necessarily mean that your league overall is going to be great. I mean, just because you're overpaying to get the guys to come in, it doesn't necessarily translate. And again, we mentioned Cristiano Ronaldo's contract, and not the pocket watch, just simply to kind of talk, if you will, about almost $1 billion contract signing with them. It was 700-something million over three seasons. I can't remember it now. Yes. But just because you have the ability to pay these funds, since he's been there, and no disrespect, because I know that Messi and Ronaldo fans are crazy, rabid, super fans, right? Don't come at me, boy, Matty Savage, but he hasn't won anything. He hasn't won anything. So, you know, paying those funds doesn't always guarantee anything.
Nah, facts, Matty. Like as you mentioned, he's getting we're not pocket watching, but $178 million per year. That's his salary. Hasn't won anything. He brought over. You mentioned it earlier, Matty. Kingsley Coman. He brought him over to help him out. But guys, I don't know. All of this super team, you know, super fans, we're legit. But these super teams, I'm not quite sure if that's working right there. You know, as far as translating into wins. And but definitely check those guys out. Saudi Pro League, they're doing their thing. They're definitely expanding and they're on the rise. But Maddie, to transition and segue into our next topic, speaking of which, is the Saudi League. I saw this on it was on One Football on their app, and they mentioned, I think it was the top. They had like top 30 teams, leagues in the world. And Saudi was ranked 29th, according to, what is it called, Matty? Opta? I think that was the, they were the ones that did the rankings or whatever for the leagues. And our MLS was sitting at number 12, Matty. And just looking at that, you think about that. Okay, Saudi's 29th, right? Our guys over there, Ronaldo's over there. He's not even he's getting the money, but he's not even a top guy over there. He scored all these goals. He scored, I think they said, 100 goals on 4 different teams. That's great. You know what I mean? I give him props for that, but it's not translating into wins, Matty. But yeah, speak on that a little bit. These rankings.
Yeah. And look, you're speaking about Al Nassr. I'll just go through the list, some of the guys that they're getting, right? And this is to help out Ronaldo to get, you know, win his championship and do all this other stuff. And some of these are very good, talented players. But what if you have three or four teams that are loaded with, you know, extremely talented players, but then what does the league look like, right? So we talked about Kingsley Coman from Bayern Munich. We also have João Felix, previously from Chelsea. They got him in. And what's another one? John Duran was last year, at the beginning of this year. That was $81 million for him. So I mean, that's a lot of. I mean, you're looking at John Duran, João Felix, Kingsley Coman, along to go with Cristiano Ronaldo, who we've talked about the amount of money that he's getting paid. So it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, at the top, the attacking players, they get paid mm-hmm. a lot of money. What's your defense looking like? What's your goalkeeping looking like? What's mm. your competition looking like? And, you know, there's 18 teams in their league, and you can't have mm-hmm. four or five teams with, like, mega stars on their attacking end that are kind of, like, held together. It's like a one of those puzzles, you know what I'm saying? It's been put together so many different times. It's kind of hanging on by a thread. Is what their back line Jenga. Looks like. Jenga. There you go. Jenga. Yeah, looking like a Jenga, where it's like you just give it a little, little, small little, and then it's fall. Everything falls apart. You can't have mm-hmm. that. And you flipped that. You mentioned the MLS, right? You said the MLS mm-hmm. is, what was it, 12th?
12th in the world, yep.
12th mm-hmm. in the world ranking of things. That's because mm-hmm. if you have the entire organization from the bottom up, the academies and all that stuff, the level is higher from the top to the bottom. And that's where they're comparing. And I think that the Saudis, mm. they really haven't invested. And I'll say it like that. I'm not saying that they're just spending this money. They're investing this money in these players. And they're just going out and getting guys who are at the top of their game right now. But how are you investing in your academies? How are you investing in not just growing the game, but developing your talented players that will be in Saudi Arabia and around in that area? That's where they need to get it, because MLS has mm. been going for 30 years, and the soccer's mm-hmm. been around in the United States for even longer than that. But still, the academies are what is churning out this quality players. And that's what I think that the difference is, Mike, on this here, because mm-hmm. we yes. still have ways to go. 12 in the world ranking of everything. We still aren't up there with the Premier League and La Liga and even Serie A. Shout out to Serie A. We didn't give you guys much this time, but we will next time we visit. Mm-hmm. I promise you guys. But yeah, that's where it comes down to. You can't just buy top talent and say you have a top league. It doesn't work that way.
Right. And not to age or date these guys, but they're, like you said, they're going after the big mega stars that are older, right? And they're coming here and they're getting paid the big dollars. But the youth are the future. The young, you have to invest in the young players. And as you mentioned, Maddie, develop those guys and, you know, get them ready if you're really trying to compete. And I think they have the money, they have the resources to do it. It's just a matter of, you know, are they going to actually get it done? But it was just very interesting looking at the list here and all of the rankings and the fact that Saudi, I think that's misleading, being that they're, you know, like I said, they got the moolah, they got the cash, right, to make a big impact as far as getting players. So I'll definitely look for them to move up. And MLS, shout out to Liga MX. They're literally right behind us on our hills at 13. Or actually tied. They're tied with us pretty much looking at the rankings here. So, yeah, it's definitely good to see the competition and, you know, just the soccer in general, you know, still sharpens steel. And that's what we're seeing right now with a lot of the players coming over. And I'm shouting out the MLS again. A lot of these big stars, young stars, starting to come over to the MLS and, you know, get some of this American apple pie over here. Right?
Right.
Yeah, man, we're going to transition. So we went to the Walmart the other day, and you gave me a call, and you were telling me a little situation. You and your wifey were going to Walmart shopping, and you saw something in there that had you a little perturbed, to say the least. And man, we got to speak on this, Maddie. It might be a savage moment. It might be that right now, guys, because I'll let you go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, yes, sir, indeed. We're, you know, wife were at Walmart, and we're in between the men's clothing section and the children's clothing section. There was a nice pink display, and I was like, what's going on right here? And wife noticed that there was a lot of messy of kids' clothes. And I was like, okay, isn't that interesting? So, I give it a look. And they're all, you know, none of it was like adult or or even teen size. It was all kids. And I was like, okay, that's, you know, very interesting. It says logo. It looked very nice. But then I look around, that's all it was. And it was just messy. Pink, messy, nothing about Inter Miami, nothing about MLS, nothing about anything. And wow. Look around the store, and there's no anything MLS. And I'm just like, well, didn't they just make a big deal, the MLS, that is, about Walmart being an official sponsor and them being with the League's Cup and everything else? And it's like, okay, so they're an official sponsor with the League's Cup and now the league as a whole, and you go straight in and put messy stuff out there. I mean, it loaded out. I mean, it was a lot of different for the kids' clothes. And wow. Why in the world would you have that going for you and Messi and his marketability, but nothing for the league, nothing for any teams? I mean, there wasn't even any Inter Miami anything. You know, I could be like, okay.
Wow, really?
Somewhat understand that, you know. If you didn't know any better, if you're just a casual, you're just like, oh, Messi, and I know that he's, you know, from the commercials or whatever, and he plays soccer. You wouldn't know anything about him playing for MLS. You wouldn't know anything about him being here. You wouldn't know any of that. What in the world is MLS doing? I just can't. It still blows my mind, baffles me crazy.
Yeah, Matty, that definitely irks me. Also, guys, we're fans. We know Messi is the face. We know he's the ambassador of the league. We know how much money he generates. But what about the shield? What about protecting the MLS shield? And Maddie and I spoke earlier about, you know, trying to compare. It's like apples and oranges, but it's football, right? American football, the NFL. Comparing it to the MLS and how they market it and promote it. The MLS, as you stated, Maddie, there was no sign of any MLS. You know, the symbol, the shield, or any of the teams, you know, we're here in Atlanta, they United, they could have put something for them or whatnot. You know, they're dropping the ball, in my opinion, because they're not focusing on marketing, promoting the league, not just one individual star. And it's great to have him here. And I know a lot of people are, you know, a lot of hands are getting, you know, greased, so to speak. They're making money, and that's all fine and dandy. But you're not going to grow the league, guys, if you're not promoting the league itself. You know, I just don't understand it. And it's no excuse, in my opinion. You know, it's so many young, talented players in this league, but they just focus in, Maddie, on one individual. And I think that's detrimental to the growth of the league. Shout out to the USL. They're coming in, you know, guns blazing right now as a competitor to the MLS. And, you know, competition breeds greatness, and it forces you to adapt and adjust and get better. So, but yeah, Maddie.
Yeah, this is a situation where MLS got punked by Walmart. I call it like a secret. They did. Because think about it, Mike. They signed a deal with the league, but they didn't sign a deal with the league. They signed it so they could get access to one player. And then here they are. Think about it. This is already in the store. So they signed the deal and whatnot. And granted, some product may be coming later on. We just don't know. But the fact that they already had this, that maybe they had this stuff already in the stores prior to the deal with the MLS. So they're saying already, hey, we really just want access to your player. We want to put him in our commercials. We want his face because he's, you know, like you said, he's marketable. And he's a hot commodity as of right now. But it's just like, you are signing a deal with the league, not with Inter Miami, not with Lionel Messi himself. And the fact that you put his stuff out there before you do anything shows me where their heads are at. They just said, okay, yeah, we want this, but really we want him. And they just basically, you know, moved the MLS over like a redheaded stepchild and went right to, you know, this is like an instance where, you know, back in the old days where you had to date the older before you could get to the younger, but you really wanted the younger. That's what it is. That's exactly what happened here. They didn't really want the deal, not like that. They just like, well, we'll make a deal so that we can, you know, get with the guy that we want. We really, really want. And that's shameful. Same to Target. I'm going to throw Target in here as well. We're going to be equal opportunity. Put them in the crosshair, so to speak. I've told you different instances where they show, for example, commercials for the Premier League. I told you about that a couple weeks ago, where they were advertising saying, "Oh, the Premier League's coming back." That's actually how I found out when I saw it. You know, walking through a Target, you know, where they have their televisions and they play commercials and different things, and it was excellent. It was top notch. It was good. And I was like, okay, I'm ready for it to come back and whatnot. But then I got to thinking, and I told you this, I'm going to share this with the fans. Isn't Target an official sponsor of the MLS? Oh, yeah, they are, of Minnesota United. And then you go into Targets here in the United States, do you see any MLS merchandise, any MLS T-shirts or shorts? Or, I mean, the only thing you'll find will be MLS official soccer balls. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's... Look, totally disgusting, because I'm going to compare it, and we spoke about this also, Maddie, comparing it to American football, super fans. Bear with me here. So the NFL, they promote the Shield. They promote the NFL, the league. They've had all these great superstars. As we mentioned, Tom Brady in recent years, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees. I'm just naming the big superstar quarterbacks, right? But regardless of all of that, right, these guys have endorsement deals or whatever, the NFL's always promoted the league as a whole. Because why? The super fans, they're rooting for their team. Yeah, they may appreciate the players, but true super fans root for their teams. Am I correct, Maddie? We love correct. The team. We're not just, right? That's promoting your league. And I was looking here at numbers. We're talking a little money now, guys. Looking at the numbers and, you know, the NFL Sunday Ticket and such, and just some of the pricing of it all. Look, they can charge whatever. People will take out a loan to get NFL Sunday Ticket. That's how popular it is. Literally, I'm looking here. You got plans 400 and something for the full season, guys. I'm sorry, for the Sunday Ticket. But $378, you know. And my pops, he was looking at that. He was like, hey, he wanted to get it. And I said, okay, we may pitch in and get it for him or whatever. But, yeah, guys, they're selling the league. They're making all of this money. MLS has a great product, great talent, and they only want to focus on one individual. Who is one of the greatest of all times, if not the. But I just don't understand it, Maddie. It's not growing the league. And then when you compare it to these other leagues, NWSL, we talked about the ladies, they're doing an excellent job. That commissioner, I commend her, I applaud her. It's just frustrating. And all of the streaming deals that they're trying to get done now, okay, fine, that's cool, whatever. But what about what else you were telling me, Maddie? You mentioned something about something they could do, what the league could do. You were saying something with Walmart. You was like, they could put the merchandise or something, you were saying.
Oh yeah, put the regional merchandise around.
Yes.
So like we're around Atlanta. I mean, put some Atlanta United stuff around. The ones in Florida, you know, closer to Orlando, put the Orlando stuff. Ones up in Nashville. You know, you got Walmart's across the whole country, and put that regional stuff around. But more importantly than that, I think they need to put their Shield branded stuff, the MLS Shield,
yes.
Like you've seen NFL, like you'll just see just the NFL. It doesn't have no team, just the NFL. Same with the NBA. Like there is no MLS apparel out there, and they really need to step their game up in that regard to advertise and promote the league in that way. I mean, if you put the apparel in the stores, I mean, the people aren't going to wear it if it's not there for them to wear. And then Adidas needs to get on this too, because Adidas is holding them back too. And we're getting into the weeds of, you know, what is it? The marketing aspect of the MLS and their shortcomings. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of things that they could do to get better at this, and that's one of them. I mean, instead of just having one guy or one color or one team even, market it all. Like you said, NFL's getting it right, and learn from them.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just looking at the list here, looking at the corporate partners on MLS.com. I'm on the app, guys. And we have a slew. We have a laundry list of big. Look, you already know. We know about Apple, AT&T, Campbell Snacks, Captain Morgan. Maddie, we're very familiar with Captain. Very familiar with Captain Morgan. We went to the game in Nashville. Shout out to Nashville. Beautiful stadium. And they had Captain Morgan out there, right? Yeah, you could get a shot. They were giving free shots with proper ID. And they're a sponsor. Procter & Gamble, Powerade, EA Sports. All the super fan gamers out here, EA Sports, they're not even using these guys. They're not really promoting Coca-Cola. We know Celsius, Maddie. We definitely love them. Discount Tire. I mean, I'm just looking down here, man. TikTok. I don't even know if they're utilizing TikTok like that. It's just a laundry list of all of these. Allstate, I mean, it just goes on and on. PlayStation, Maddie, their official sponsor. PlayStation. I haven't seen an official MLS. You know, we got FIFA, but I'm talking about an official MLS. Is there an official MLS game, Maddie?
Not MLS, but I think MLS is on EAFC. So
they're included, but I'm talking about just an official. Yeah. That's what I was saying. I know they're on. Yeah, I'm saying it should be official MLS game, guys. Why not? Sponsored by EA Sports, PlayStation. I'm looking here. Come on, it doesn't make sense. It's like you said it best, Maddie. They're limiting. It's like I don't know. They're purposely limiting the growth of the MLS to me because they're not giving it the proper exposure and. I don't understand it. It's only, I mean, I don't get it.
I don't get it either, Mike. And you know what? It's going to be an instance, unfortunately, where once Messi does decide either to leave the MLS or retire, he said he wants to retire in MLS, but if they don't get this right, they're going to look back and say, man, we wasted such a golden opportunity. And it's very, very unfortunate because it's looking like they possibly will squander this opportunity.
It does, and they're doing it like every day. They're giving Messi everything. I know they want him to win. You know, I hope if they win, that's great for Inter Miami, but they have to earn it. You know, this league's ranked, we just said, 12th in the world, guys. And even the great Messi's over here, and he hasn't been able to crack the egg and win a championship yet. So the fact that, and I'm using the egg reference because right now the league's getting egg on their face because they're not, you know, showing love to all of the young players that we have. All look at San Diego. I don't have to go back into that, but first year in the league, and they're sitting up at the top out in the West. They're one of the best teams in the league, and nobody's promoting them, guys. They're not promoting these young players that's out here. We're seeing them every week, you know, doing their thing and just bringing a lot of excitement to the super fans. So, yeah, we definitely, league, if you're listening, and I don't even want to call this collusion. I know you're doing everything you can for these guys to win, but even the great Messi, they're going to have to earn it, right? If they don't win, Maddie, then what are they going to say? Because it looks right. Like they're trying to, what are they going to do then, Maddie? I mean, these guys over here, they're not, you know?
That's true. Like, yeah, you're onto something.
Well, all right then, guys. Thanks again for joining us. And as usual, have fun, be safe, and have a super fantastic week. Peace.
All right, you knuckleheads. We'll see you guys next time.
Joining us and showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace.